just because for us with the extra, just like today, we have people that are concerned and they will, this one anyway, flashed his lights just to make sure that nobody comes out. So that's a good thing, but that doesn't always happen. And we have come out on that street and, no lie, gone to the turn, and the car has flown over that little hill and without really seeing the purview of the landscape, just gone into the left lane. And, you know, I just think that that's a very dangerous situation if you increase the traffic. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
So to answer the B&B question,
Yes, sir.
B&B is a conditional use in C1, yes. So that would have to be a whole separate. That's not part of this C1 application.
Yes, sir.
If C1 was approved, that B&B is not approved. So B&B would have to come through separately in the future as a conditional use.
If they wanted
to have us be bed and breakfast.
Yeah, to keep it A1 and put that in.
Right. Well, even in A1, you'd have to come through conditional use. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Robert Kaminsky, 6571, across the street from the property. We lived there 31 years. He has not proven a case to be able to change it. He has no study on traffic study in front of that, in front of that place. It's the only passing zone from 65 to Forsyth. There is an incline hill going southbound. People pass every day. He has not proven why he needs it changed. He has no plan. It is partial flood zone. In the past 3 years, the rains that we've had have flooded underneath the highway and into the front pasture. Take out the driveway across the street. I prepared a driveway for the neighbors. He has not had a plan for anything he wants to do there. I don't believe we need to change it until he comes up with a plan. Or leave it the way it is for now. Thank you.
Thank you. He's right there in the corner.
Yeah. I'm Michael Burr. I live at 7439. That was my wife that spoke earlier. And we're both retired military. And we moved there. When we moved there, we were told that, you know, you don't have to worry about the building because that's all floodplain. For any building to go on there, they would completely destroy the looks of that area because, you know, retaining wall would have to be very high before you could even start building. And there, again, you have wells, you know. There's no city water or sewer there. And setting up septic for businesses and all of that and putting in parking lots and increasing the traffic, I just think it would be a big mistake for that area and would probably cost lives too because it's pretty dangerous. I've almost been T-boned just coming out of my driveway many times. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Larry Russell. I have spoke before, but I want to briefly hit some points again. I own property straight across the road, and I own property down the creek. Due to the floodplain and him talking about putting low water crossing and houses and everything in the floodplain, and it's going to put the house on the property in the floodplain. Randy's got a building he'll put in the floodplain. My Aunt Carol's got a building that put in the floodplain. House down the creek of mine will be in the floodplain. Mariucci said they can't take on any more water because they've already had to sandbag the sliding glass doors to keep water from coming in the main house. Said their cabin already gets underwater, and they were supposed to call Sheila and talk to her. The coffee and food store shop that he keeps talking about, they have that up at 65 and 160. So main concerns is highway noise, lowering of wells, sewer, shortage of electric, because we get power surges all the time. And in the wintertime, White River sends out text messages saying to cut back on electric. Wildlife, then all the hay that's done for livestock that's done off from the property. Not enough law enforcement for the county due to all the crime out in the area. Land values, and that's probably pretty much the biggest part, which is quite a bit of concern. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Randy Castor. I live 7608 right next door to the property. I'm concerned about the water. Missouri Department of Natural Resources saying that we're going to run out of groundwater in 7 years. So we're going to be putting a commercial well there. It could affect the water table, dropping our wells. And I just had to put a new roof on, so I don't have money for a well right now to go deeper. So, but if you could bring up from Bull Creek to Bear Creek, the flood zone, the Mariucci's, if you put, you know, if you're building more buildings and parking lots, there's going to be a lot more runoff. And the Mariucci's house is fully surrounded, like you say, right here is their home, right there. Just a little spot, and they're surrounded. They've been flooded before. So I think that would affect their health and safety, you know, to flood them out by doing it. It's a dangerous stretch of road right there, and this will certainly affect our property values. So I think that you should deny this request. I think it's zoned properly at agricultural, and the flooding is not if, but when. Mrs. Jasper's here. She's seen the water over Bear Creek Bridge and Bull Creek Bridge. If you were to just go stand on the bridge and look straight across at that field, I don't think any of you would build anything there. So, in summation, it's going to affect the life, health, and safety of the people downstream. It's going to affect our property values. And I think you should deny this request and leave it at agricultural. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
I've been sitting too long. I apologize. My name's Lisa Castor. Randy's my husband. We live next door, as he said. I'll be brief. We've all mentioned, you know, there are a lot of things, concerns that I also have too, but just for us, you know, we purchased this property because it's in the country, because it's on the creek. It's so beautiful. We're retired. We thought this would be, you know, a beautiful country location that, you know, we could live for the rest of our lives. The thoughts of having a retail business next door just never even entered our minds. There are so many reasons why, you know, it's not a good thing, and so many things, serious things, flooding, traffic, that really should be checked out. And to purchase this property, which it's for sale right now, you know, the person who has lived there, well, he's not lived there, but he's owned it for 20 years. So to purchase this property and put a retail business in it, I think would be a big mistake. I think we're zoned appropriately for what we are. And I would respectfully request that you deny the commercial zoning. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sheila, Nick, and Brandon. My name's Teresa Hilliard, and I oppose the usage permit that Mr. Foreland has applied for. As I know Sheila heard me last week talk about, in the state of Missouri, the state laws were changed to accommodate foreign interests, to allow China to buy and purchase more farmland. And so once something is approved and done, it's too late to say, wow, we really screwed up. We made a major mistake. So that has been a big issue, as you know, and I have spent a lot of time protesting Smithfield Foods because Smithfield Foods is part of the pork producers that have been purchasing the Missouri farmland. And so, anyway, to make a long story short, I am a country girl. I grew up here in Taney County, and I have always been a farm girl. And our natural resources are depleting on a daily basis, and we are facing a major food crisis in our country, not just here in Taney County, but throughout the entire world. It's been a major political issue with a lot of the political candidates. They know what is coming down the road. Even the prices in the grocery store reflect the environment that the farm land and stuff is in. If Mr. Foreland was buying this as a farm, I'd be more than happy to teach him how to grow a garden. I used to have to help raise pigs and cows growing up. I'd be more than happy and be very neighborly, which I would be anyway, but I truly oppose any commercial business going across the street. Our highway cannot handle that traffic. My Aunt Carol has lived there for over 60 years on that and her land, and she opposes it as well. She's not going to talk today. But she's had a Coke truck end up in her front yard. She's had Sally Fitzsimmons end up in her front yard. It's numerous vehicles that has gone off into her front yard. I know, Rob, how many vehicles have you had crash in your front yard?
Three.
I've had HROs ended up going through ours. You know, it's just because they go so fast through that there's strip of land there because it is the only place you can pass, and it is a straight stretch, and people drive entirely too fast through there, and I'm just as guilty, and I try to be more more mindful of that myself. But I just don't foresee how congested or how dangerous it's going to be if we open a commercial business. And as a realtor, what I can understand, there being umpteen real estate commercial listings in our MLS, why Mr. Froyland can't find something in Branson to accommodate his needs. Why should somebody like Randy and Lisa purchase and pay what they did for their property? It's a large amount of money, thinking that they're, and I wasn't involved with that transaction, but that's not fair for someone to think that they're buying in a residential or agricultural area, and then next thing you know, you have to be here fighting to keep commercial from going next door to you. You know, I just hope that I can influence you all to really consider when people are wanting to change agricultural land to commercial, you know, and I know that everybody should have the right to do with their land as they want to, but they shouldn't have the right to come into a neighborhood and change the whole dynamics of the neighborhood. So I'm asking you to please deny this as it stands. So I appreciate your time. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I forgot to mention one important point.
Okay.
May I?
Commission? Sure.
In March, we had a lot of rain, and I noticed our creek moved over about 50 foot from where it was, and now it's about 60 feet in gravel. And I'm wondering, on the 7436 property, there's a large, what they call a riprap, which is huge stones build up all along.
Yeah. If it's going to continue to be a discussion, and please step forward. That way people listening can hear what you have to say.
I'm sorry.
In March when it stormed, the creek moved over about 50 foot in our backyard, and now it's 6 foot deep in gravel, and there's a large, what they call, I believe, riprap built along the creek edge there. And I don't know if you need a permit to do those or not or whatever, but I notice that it's falling apart and crumbling, the large stones the size of this box are all falling down the creek. I didn't know if that, you know, is affecting the creek flow down there. So Is that a question for you all?